Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The right fielder, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Husser. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ed Husser. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Graham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Frey picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Frey. Marshall goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney juggles the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Husser for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a fly ball into right field. Frey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a line drive into right field. Frey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Frey. Marshall goes all the way around to score. Mize moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett misplays the ball. That's an error on Corbett. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Schumacher strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Corbett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Frey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 0 for 1 in the game. Husser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Husser moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Husser moves to third. Frey moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Husser scores. Frey scores. Adams moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 2 in the game. Lucan strikes out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Schumacher hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke pinch hits for Ed Husser. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 3 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Malloy now pitching. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a fly ball into right field. Frey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatton strikes out. 1 out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Haas moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-3 in the game. Lucan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Junior Thompson now pitching. Bob Usher pinch runs for Eddie Lucan. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-3 in the game. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mueller moves to third. Usher moves to second. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Bob Malloy. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno strikes out. 2 outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.